Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. Being in a relationship with a narcissist can be infuriating. It is not like most relationships. It can take years or even decades to uncover and see through the mask they so cleverly wear. Their disguise is perfected, polished, and preserved even from those they closely associate. Most people are drawn in by their wittiness, candor, smile, and may be quickly enticed by their flattery and knowledge. On the outside, and especially around others, they will appear to be charming, attentive, and treat you kindly. But when in a one-on-one encounter, they are absent, disconnected, deliberately unaware of your needs, and lack empathy to feel your pain and viewpoint from your side. In this article, we will address four reasons why the narcissist ignores your needs and especially finds a way to not be present when you need them the most. Hi, I'm Lynn, narcissistic abuse recovery coach, author, and personal survivor of narcissistic abuse. At Moving Forward with Hope, we provide guidance to assist to validate your experiences in dealing with a narcissist, help to rebuild after the treacherous path, and move forward into your next journey. Validate, rebuild, revolutionize. I've been personally exposed to narcissists in my family upbringing as well as relationally. The fog was lifted for me in 2016, and since that time I've made it a mission of mine to help others recover from the devastating and confusing life hurdles that occur. Narcissists seek supply, and this can come in any form of your reaction, good or bad, in any situation. The supply gives them life and satisfaction for the moment. However, narcissists seek continual supply. There is no end. They feel valued, important by receiving supply, and especially from their main source of supply, typically a spouse or relationship partner. A narcissist feeds on your energy toward them. They are supply hunters. When in a relationship with a narcissist, realize it's not about you. It will always be about them. There is no changing this with a narcissist. The greatest fear for the narcissist is running out of supply, with no one to feed them emotional energy of life. When the narcissist ignores needs in a relationship, they do this to deliberately set up their future self with a source of supply. Ignoring you means they win. Narcissists enjoy that you wish to discuss things with them. The greater your reaction to their obtuse behavior, the greater the supply for them. A narcissist is looking for your reaction, good or bad, to anything they do or not do. It feeds their soul and gives them a sense of purpose for their existence on earth. If they can cause you to have a reaction, they win. And yes, it's a game to a narcissist. Second, you keep coming back. One trait most narcissists are drawn to in others is persistence and determination, along with the bootstrap philosophy to get things accomplished. Two, they seek out empathetic individuals who will keep giving and giving so they can see if they have the ability, using their control and manipulation tactics, to try to destroy this person from the inside. As stated above, it is a game, and according to the narcissist, they are the queen and the king on both sides of the chess game, arranging the pieces and striking when cleverly orchestrated. Narcissists believe if they ignore your requests for their guidance input, suggestions, or feedback, that this will cause one, a reaction, which is essential for the narcissist, and two, you will keep on going back to them to resolve, and three, the narcissist believes you will keep going back to them with escalated reactions, and this is wonderful supply for them, which is all they care about, and four, the narcissist can use the encounters to create circular conversations, to blame shift and avoid accountability, to gaslight and cause a disturbance. They have no intention or desire to resolve the issue. They only want the source of supply, and they love to get creative with it. Third, they feel needed. A narcissist loves that you care what they think, want to engage in meaningful conversation, and want them to be a part of your life. While they placate you into believing they want the same, they really only care about you providing them with supply. They will appease you if it will only get them what they want. They will pretend to care about your needs for a time, but it will be short-lived and will lack immediate impact. They will ignore you so they feel needed. It is backward and twisted. They will tell you what you want to hear in the love bombing stage and make you feel special and that they care for you, but the evidence will be lacking. A narcissist will only do certain things so they can get the return they are looking for. A narcissist only gives so they can take. A narcissist enjoys the attention from you to include them, but they will have constant ulterior motives at bay and cannot be trusted. On a side note, be careful in needing a narcissist. Once they feel they have won you over, a greater level of manipulation will occur. The game at this point is for them to see how obnoxious their behavior can get, knowing that you are on their side. They will test your loyalty and how well you can be controlled. Your behavior in responding to a narcissist is always observed by them as they plan their next steps. Fourth, it's an opportunity. Everything is an opportunity to a narcissist. When a narcissist ignores you, it's an opportunity to create chaos and drama, higher reactions, to gaslight, to manipulate, to twist the situation around, and to blame you. It's an opportunity to create circular, confusing conversations and to stir up emotions and to bring up discussions from the past. They love to be in control of all the madness they have deliberately created, and they love seeing the confused look because it provides supply to them. Narcissists feel like a puppet master pulling the strings. They are in control and enjoy the conversational entanglement they create on purpose. It's truly an art, a wicked, evil-spirited art from the depths of the pit of hell. It's a game, and you are the target for a time anyway until they can replace you with a greater source of supply. Then they move on, keeping an eye on you in mysterious ways until they can seek supply from you in the future should their reserve run low. Bonus. If you get upset with the narcissist for ignoring you, they may have a typical response of laughing at you or responding in jest. Why is this? First of all, they enjoy your reaction to them ignoring you. The greater your reaction, the more they will ignore. It has the opposite effect. Second, narcissists are not trying to have a meaningful relationship with you, contrary to what you may believe. They are only after supply. This is a hard token to swallow. Many people get stuck at this particular point. By laughing at you, they hope this will cause you to be upset further, which is greater reaction, and it will make their day when you are upset at their lack of care and concern. Now, if you get real angry since you are in a relationship with someone who you believe has the same goals, this will be the biggest surprise. The narcissist wants you to have an all-out upset ruckus, and at the moment you do, the narcissist will remember this time and use it against you. Being in a relationship with a narcissist can be challenging, but learning how the narcissist behaves can better prepare us to make better decisions. When the narcissist ignores you, they are creating a source of supply. If you find yourself in this situation, the gray rock technique can assist. If you were seeking assistance in how to heal, recover, take your life back after narcissistic abuse, please visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com. Have you found yourself to be in a relationship with a narcissist and confused on why they ignore you? Drop a note in the comments. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I invite you to also visit our website at movingforwardafterabuse.com, subscribe to our Wake the Elephant YouTube channel, sign up to our email list, and take advantage of the resources we have on our site to assist you in recovering from a relationship with a narcissist, grew up in a dysfunctional narcissistic home, and or want to learn more to propel your healing journey to the next level. Drop us a review if you have enjoyed this episode on whichever platform you listen to. Consider supporting our podcast, and we will see you in the next episode. Take care for now. This is Lynn signing off.